I'm Anjel Mitchell, an 8th grade science teacher and department chair at Shotwell Middle School in Aldine Independent School District, Houston, Texas. At Shotwell Middle School, we use an Excel spreadsheet called the Subgroup Master that consists of individual student scores broken down by class period and disaggregated by ethnicity and special groups such as gifted and talented students, English second language learners, and special education students. Teachers use the Subgroup Master as a tool for comparison. What the teachers do on campus is look at the Subgroup Master, compare their particular class periods overall for mastery, also looking not only at class periods and mastery, but looking at each individual group within the population to find student achievement as well as gaps in learning. Teachers may use the Subgroup Master as a comparison of class periods to determine if the time of day determines or impairs student achievement. In looking at the Subgroup Master, if a teacher identified that one particular class period in the morning had a high average or was scoring on an assessment higher than another group that may have been after lunch or at the end of the day, the teacher would then look for additional strategies. Maybe hands-on activities might need to be used, manipulatives, the presentation may need to be altered. Maybe the first period class was something that was a lecture-based, and the teacher is now going to present this information where students are more kinesthetic.
I am Lovey Lewis, 7th grade mathematics teacher and department chair at Shotwell Middle School, Aldine Independent School District, Houston, Texas. Subgroup masters have helped all student groups achieve because when the data analysis from the subgroup masters is taken, it allows the teachers to see if 12 students missed the same question, what they need to go back and reteach or review. Or if they missed the same question, this allows the teacher to know that this particular skill needs to be revisited, and perhaps that teacher might need to go and get some outside help or some outside assistance or do some reevaluating of those particular skills. From the subgroup master, we learned that the limited English proficiency students were having more problems with problem-solving questions. So therefore, they were allowed to use pictures, more manipulatives, more strategies from drawings, provided dictionaries and a variety of other assessments and peer tutoring from other students. As a teacher, the subgroup master has made me more accountable for the success of my students, and being that I know that it's not just on the students, it is that I have to be accountable also for their success. And I also have to be accountable for meeting the needs of each and every one of the students. Be whatever subgroup it is, I still have to meet the needs of all of my students.